Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 through 16.
The Lord said to Moses, "When you take the census of the people of Israel, then each shall give a ransom for his life to the Lord when you number them, that there be no plague among them when you number them. Each one who is numbered in the census shall give this: half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel is 20 gerahs. Half a shekel as an offering to the Lord. Everyone who is numbered in the census, from 20 years old and upward, shall give the Lord's offering. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than the half shekel, when you give the Lord's offering to make atonement for your lives. You shall take the atonement money from the people of Israel, and shall give it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may bring the people of Israel to remembrance before the Lord, so as to make atonement for your lives."
Now today's devotional reflection. Today there are many rich lessons we can learn from the Old Testament's half-shekel atonement money. First, Jesus' payment at Calvary is complete for humankind's sin. Another lesson from the half-shekel is the fact that it is half. Two halves make a whole. It takes Jesus' complete work of redemption to make us whole. We can never be entirely whole apart from Jesus' salvation. Many go their entire lives looking for that one thing that will complete them. They may try many things, both progressive and harmful, but still find themselves coming up short each time. We are each like the half-shekel. We must have Jesus' completed work to be spiritually and physically alive and whole. The final lesson is that our faith finds strength in community. What we do for others determines both our purposes. When we invest in the lives of others, what we might consider a half shekel could end up making someone else whole. The author of Hebrews reminds us not to neglect to do good and to share what we have, for such sacrifices please God. The half shekel was a fixed amount. The rich could not give more, and the poor could not give less. So we do not have to do something elaborate to make a difference in someone else's life. Often our proverbial half shekel makes someone else whole. One, rich and poor alike, we all come to Jesus on the level ground of Calvary. Two, it takes Jesus' completed work at Calvary to make us whole. Three, even our most minor efforts sometimes make the most significant difference in the lives of others. I hope these life lessons from the half shekel will strengthen our faith walk. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.